You've had to do an awful lot of planning and schedules with dealing with this pandemic this year. As you look ahead at any to the season, are you doing anything to build a depth chart for your coaches? Anticipating that maybe somebody tests positive and isn't available on a game day.
Well, I took Carter to college yesterday. I dropped Carter off at college, and so we kind of used yesterday as a day for Craig Aukerman to be able to handle the team meetings and handle practice or handle the walkthrough that we had yesterday. And then obviously we've been through and we have set up a flow chart. I feel like we're set up pretty well to be able to handle some of those things. If coaches were out, I feel very comfortable about where we would be. We'd still be able to Zoom and do game planning and a lot of different things. It's just on the day-to-day, being in front of the team, or being at practice. Craig was able to handle that yesterday. So that gave us an opportunity, at least, for the players to see and hear him.
Titans head coach Mike Vrabel here on 102.5 The Game. John Roberts, Joe Rexroad with you on what is an unprecedented morning. We're talking about power conferences in college football deciding to opt out of a season of football, which, again, the implications and the far-reaching effects are just, we can't even really grasp it right now, I don't think. I think there's more, Joe, to this whole thing that could just continue to go on and on and on, and we don't even really know where we're going as of right now. But the NFL is another thing, and that what Vrabel was talking about, coaches are at risk as well, and they could possibly be gone, and that could affect the team. Probably not as big as a star player would. I mean, you can fill in for a coach easier than you can a star player, I believe, but that still does exist.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you've got a head coach, a coordinator who has to miss a certain amount of time, that could be problematic. I mean, if you're the Titans, you would rather have Derrick Henry than Arthur Smith. But I'd want Arthur Smith on game day, too. So that was a good question by Teresa Walker about the idea of a coach depth chart and being able to move people around, because you're probably going to have to do that some this year.
Joe, let's bring in the GM, Floyd Reese. Floyd, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Enjoyed your take yesterday on Jared and the GM here on 102.5, what you had to say there. But also what I wonder right now is, what does this say to the college athlete that came out and said, I want to play football, and the decision was made that he or she, in a case of another sport, that they can't right now?
Yeah, it's interesting because we've gone through a spell in the last, 4 or 5 months of listening intently to these young people, listening to them talk about race, about police brutality, about all of these things, and treating them like they were, an equal at a table, whatever table that may be. And then all of a sudden something like this comes along and you go, well, you know what? You guys really don't know. You guys are kind of out there in the back, so we don't need to listen to you guys. So I don't know. It's the same thing, I think. It's probably been this way throughout history, which is we choose to listen to them when it's comfortable for us. When it's not so comfortable, or they're talking about things that maybe we want to shy away from, then we shy away from them. So there's going to have to be a point in time where all of that kind of levels out and that we understand that, yeah, in fact, they do have good points. They do have reasons. They do have methods to what they're doing other than, oh, you're just, you're a 20-year-old kid. What the heck do you know?
Well, of course, this is also, Floyd, it's presidents, and you've been in this dynamic as a college athlete and as a college assistant coach. It's presidents, and then you've got your sports people, and ultimately – this came down to presidents making these decisions. Are you surprised that we are where we are right now?
I have to say I am. Yeah. I mean, it's such a monumental decision, and I'm not sure. In fact, I'm fairly convinced that most of these people really don't understand what this does to a school, to a community, to a state, to a program, to athletes, to students. There's so much that's illogical about it. There's so much. We're talking on one hand that we can't play a sport because we're really concerned for the welfare of the kids, but then we're turning around and saying, but you 30,000 students can come ahead to college. You know, no problem. We'll space you and we'll do, and all of that's well and good. But we know, we've seen what, we've all been young. We know what happens when you're on your own in college by yourself. And the masks and the spacings and all those issues kind of flow out the window. You know, so you're almost, on one hand, you're saying we can't do this because we're really concerned about these 150 kids. But you 30,000, come on in, take over this this campus and, you know, be kids.
Floyd Reese, the GM, with us on the morning drive here, 102.5 The Game. And Floyd, does this take care, does this end for at least this era, the dream of the guy that is not a top prospect, is not drafted, the unsigned rookie free agent that goes someplace, maybe makes a roster as a special teams player, but then goes on to actually become an impact player? Does this scenario right now, with the loss of a season, with the truncated season, with the loss of maybe, you know, the senior bowls and what it might do to the combine and everything, does it take that dream away from a young man?
I think it takes the dream away or makes it much, much more difficult for the kid that was the late bloomer. You know, the kid that maybe the first year he played in college, he really, really played well. And then the next year he pulled a hamstring, tore a hamstring, and really couldn't perform the way he wanted. So the scouts look at it and they think, okay, you know, the one year he was a superstar, the next year he was injured. Well, this year we'll find out. Well, now we're not going to find out. And so I think it makes it much, much more difficult for that guy to work himself back into a position where maybe he is a first-round draft choice, simply because he's not going to get the opportunities.
Yeah, Floyd, you know, I actually talking to draft people yesterday for something I'm going to write, but the idea of, you know, we know who some of the obvious people are. Like Trevor Lawrence doesn't have to play another snap of football here to go real high in the next draft. Justin
right.
Fields, people like that. But there are a lot of kids who, to your point, could really use this season to put more stuff on film and to show, you know, they've improved at the game of football and maybe, you know, increase their stock, increase their chances. My question for you is, if there is actually a spring season, which I know there are a lot of hurdles and I think there's reasonable doubt that, you know, things will be that much different, but if they can pull it off, is there any chance the NFL would push things back, you know, the combine in February, the draft in April, to accommodate that? Or do you think the NFL is just going to stay where it is, no matter what's going on with college football?
You know, I don't foresee the spring football, even if they do have it, being anything like we expect it to be. You know, I think spring football will be the equivalent of the pro football's XFL. Because like you said, Trevor Lawrence, those kind of guys are not going to play. You know, the guys that you're spending your money to go see play and see win games, well, those guys aren't going to play. And I don't blame them. And consequently, I think you're going to get such a watered-down product. It's not going to be what you're expecting. And the truth is, I don't blame them. You know, if I was a kid and, you know, you can't go through a season in the spring, take, you know, 4 weeks, take a month off, and then jump back into another season in the fall. You know, I just think that's too much wear and tear on the body, and there would be too many people that get injured and just not be maybe interested, you know. So the spring games, in my opinion, end up being, if they have them, which I think I'll be surprised if they do, but if they have them, I think it's going to be a very poor example of what we expect when we see Ohio State play Michigan. You know, that's going to be a game of, you know, what's the quarterback's name again? Kind of a thing.
Right.
And I think that's probably going to not help the game a great deal.
So, Floyd, it's almost, I'm not going to say it's inevitable, but there's got to be a great amount of pressure on the other Power 5 conferences now that two have opted out, that we may not see college football at all this time around. And there's no question that when it comes to TV ratings and American sports, the landscape, that the NFL is king. Now, if the NFL were to be the only game in town as we head into the fall season and you move some games to Saturday – Is this an opportunity really for the NFL to shine? Or what I'm thinking, does the NFL really need to shine anymore because they are the top dog? What effect does that have, do you think, on the league to be in that spotlight?
Yeah, you know, I think it would probably take, like you said, the top dog and put him somewhere in the atmosphere. You know, I mean, it's I think the game would be so big and viewed by so many. And, you know, it's like we were saying yesterday, last year when we played, I can't remember who it was, maybe at Kansas City or something during the regular. Well, at the same time, on a different station, New England was playing, you know, somebody really good, a big, important game. Well, there were a lot of viewers that watched that game instead of watching the Titans. Well, if the Titans were on Saturday at 3:30, then people would be glued to the Titans. So, you know, the ratings of that game, I think, would skyrocket. So I think it gives them an opportunity to spread into Saturdays. I think they'll take the opportunity. I think they'll do a great job with it. And you know, let's face it, what else are you going to watch? That's why, you know, I'm really hoping that some of these other conferences say, hey, you know, we think we can pull it off. It's interesting. Greg Sankey yesterday, commissioner of the SEC, said something I thought was really interesting when he said, well, we'll wait and see what kind of information the Big Ten and the Pac-12 have, medical information. I think kind of inferring that, well, you know, maybe they have information that we don't have, which I can't believe. You know, I mean, I have to believe that your medical people, the medical people in Alabama are as good as the medical people in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and that there's probably no great secrets out there. It's just what you're using to base your decision on. And if the Big Ten look at a certain area and say, that really changed my mind and led me to cancel this season, well, in Alabama, they may be saying, you know what? We see that. We know it. We think we can protect the kids, and we're going to go ahead and play. So, I mean, really, really interesting times to come because, like you said, I mean, there's absolutely no doubt there is more pressure on these other conferences to not play simply because that would be the, you know, politically correct thing to do. Assuming that your knowledge, your protocols, your issues with your players are as good as anybody else's in the country, which with the SEC, I have to believe.
Floyd Reese, thank you so much for joining us. Stay safe, man, and we'll be listening to Jared and the GM this afternoon.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Floyd.
All right, that's the GM, former Titans GM, Floyd Reese. Very interesting information there. Guys, coming up, as John Roberts and Joe Rexroad take you through the morning drive on 102.5 The Game, a floodgate could be opening. A can of worms could be opening. Please excuse the cliche festival, but we'll tell you what's on the verge of happening when we come back.